Hello?
Hello, Christopher?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the gym.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to... our manager, we have a new manager here. He's having us call everyone up and just let you know. Like, he's the author of a book. It's called How to Lose Weight, The Patterson Way. His name's Frank Patterson. And it's a mandatory thing. Everyone has to buy a copy of the book, like all the members. So we're going to be charging that to your account today.
What?
It's a book. It's going to help you work out better and lose weight and stuff.
And this is a joke, right?
Oh, no. And the next time you come in, we'll give you a copy of the book. It's a hard copy, and it'll be signed by the author, Frank Patterson, who is our manager here.
So you're charging me for a book whether I want it or not?
Yeah, well, it's in your contract. It's just part of the membership, basically.
What are you talking about?
It's a part of the membership fee, basically. It's a book. It's a hard copy book, and it'll help
what
you...
What membership fee are you talking about? I've been on a month-to-month for the last 7 years.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
What contract are you talking about to where there's a book in the contract?
Well, no, the contract says we can charge extra fees as we see fit.
Are you shitting me?
Oh, no, not at all. But yeah, he's been our manager here for about a week and a half now.
I could care less if he's the President of the United States. I don't want a book, and I'm not going to be charged for it.
Oh, no, you've already been charged. You'll probably see it on your bank account.
Yeah, we're going to have a problem with that. I'm going to tell you right now. This isn't going to fly, bro.
Well, I don't understand what the problem is. Like, no one else has had a problem.
That you're giving me a book that I don't want, and you're charging me for it?
Well, no, you'll want the book. It's a really good book, and it'll show you how to work out.
No, I don't want the book.
No, you haven't even seen the book yet, so I don't know how
you can... I don't care. I don't need to see the book. If I wanted the book, I'd buy the book.
The book... Okay, you should look it up on Amazon, at least. It's called How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way.
I don't care about the book. I don't need his knowledge, okay? I've got plenty of my own knowledge.
You can never have too much knowledge.
Yeah, okay. Listen, the fact of the matter is I'm not buying the book, period.
Well, you've already bought it. It's in your contract.
And if you decide to add this to my account, I will cancel my account immediately.
Not after 7 years. Come on.
Yeah, I will after 7 years. Over this BS, you're damn right I will.
You're being ridiculous.
There's plenty other gyms for me to work out at. There's no way in hell I'm allowing you to charge me for a book that I did not want, I did not ask for.
You'll change your mind once you see the book.
I'm not going to change my mind about anything.
He's going to sign it to you personally.
I see a charge on my account. I am walking in that very same fucking day, and I'm canceling my account. There's no way in hell this is going
to
happen.
He's going to sign it to you personally. It's going to say, Christopher,
shit.
Keep on treadmilling.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for February 20th, 2017. I'm your host, RBCP, and I guess today's show is sponsored by Dayman. I think Dayman must be a new supporter of the show, because I don't remember him being a sponsor in the past, so everyone make sure you're as hard as possible on Dayman, give him the proper hazing, make fun of him a lot in the comments, talk about how he ruined your life. Because he's new, he's an outsider, and we have to show him that we love him or something, I don't know. Thanks, Dayman, for supporting the show. And also thank you to the last few new supporters of the show, including Joey and Alan and Antoine. I probably pronounced that one wrong. And Andrew and Benjamin. They've all signed up on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers or on the website on phonelosers.org. And you should too, because it helps the show. You get extra shows. It's just a great time all around. I've got an email here that kind of confuses me. It's from Adam, and the subject says Radio Shack Prayer Battle, and the email says she threw verses back at me, and there's a file. Let's listen to this WAVE file.
Here you go, and then you'll just go ahead and confirm that balance.
So I guess she's talking to a customer right there.
And you're golden.
Thank you.
Honey, you're very welcome. Go enjoy your day. Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just wanted to share the quote of the day with you.
Oh my gosh, I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
It's Psalms chapter 51 verse.
He doesn't even say if he's calling in as the corporate office. Maybe he's just calling in as some random weirdo. We're not really sure here. He didn't really give me a whole lot in the email.
12 through 14.
fucking
restore
Adam.
Me to the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit, O Lord.
So he's calling up a Radio Shack and doing Bible verses at them or something.
I want more.
Oh, that's it. That's all I got.
No, a little bit more.
I don't have any more. Google doesn't give me the whole thing. I don't have a Bible.
Nobody's really being pranked here. They just kind of like each other.
Good Lord Almighty. I'm going to start being prepared, and I'm going to be retaliating on it back.
Oh, don't give me retaliation back with those Satan prayers.
No. Wait for it.
She would never do that.
All right.
Isaiah 61:10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyfully in my God, for he has clothed me in the garments of salvation. Amen.
Look at you, a Christian. Good job.
Yep.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great day. Happy
Thanks
healing.
For you're this, Adam.
Fine. Okay, bye.
That was the best. Isaiah 6:10 something, whatever. You guys, that's your homework assignment tonight, to read Isaiah in the Bible. So yeah, thanks for that, Adam. That was interesting. I've never had anyone say Bible verses back at me, I don't think. Not that I can remember. Before we get started, I have some really important breaking news. I better play the breaking news sound effect. There it is. This is like a really important phone scam warning thing. This is like a public service announcement, you know? Like, I'm helping you guys by telling you this. There's this article that quite a few people have sent me. Most recently, Nathan sent it to me. And it says, you're a victim with one word in the Can You Hear Me phone scam. And it says, an automated call provides an introduction and identifies a business or agency. After the intro, the recording will ask if you can hear clearly. If you answer yes, the scammer behind the call may have recorded you and could plan to use your affirmation to sign you up for a product or service you never knew about and then will demand payment. If you refuse, the scammer may produce your recorded yes response to confirm your purchase agreement. So if they ask you if you can hear them and you say yes, they'll just use the recording of you saying yes to pretend that you said yes to agreeing to purchase a bunch of shit. And the reason I haven't read the story before in the past is because it sounds like a bunch of bullshit. It sounds like the news is just kind of trying to scare us all with the latest scam that probably doesn't even exist. Because, come on, it doesn't really work that way, does it? You can't just record someone saying the word yes and then sign them up for hundreds of dollars and purchases and stuff. That's not how it works. But the reason I'm finally reading this story is because Nathan pointed out that it kind of sounds like some of my prank calls, where I try to get them to say yes and then I tell them that they've said yes, so I'm just going to modify the recording to make it sound like they're saying yes to whatever question I'm asking them, so it'll sound like they're agreeing with me. Yeah, that's why I'm reading this story, because apparently, it might be a real thing, but I kind of doubt it. The article says that the best advice from the Better Business Bureau is to hang up, because if you're on the do not call list and a company calls you out of the blue, it's probably a scam. Avoid responding with yes, sure, or okay, which is stupid. You're probably going to say one of those words in pretty much any conversation you ever have with anyone over the phone. And their last bit of advice is to write down the phone number and file a scam report with the BBB scam tracker. I don't know, that sounds stupid too, because wouldn't a scammer just change their caller ID to make it look like they're calling from somewhere else? I know I get telemarketing calls and they always pretend that they're calling from my local area code and prefix, like they have the same first three digits as my cell phone, and I think it's somebody I know calling me, and then it's just a telemarketer or whatever they are, whatever they're doing, I don't know, I just hang up on them. So what a stupid scam and a stupid article that everyone sent me, but thanks Nathan for at least pointing out that it's something that I do in pranks. And I think it's something I should do more often to see if people are afraid to say yes anymore. This is an article from usatoday.com. I've seen it on some other websites before, so I'm sure it's kind of a mainstream media type thing that a bunch of old people have probably been exposed to. And holy shit, I'm looking at the bottom of this article on usatoday.com, and there's a bunch of clickbait things underneath the article related to the article. It's like, Albany, Oregon residents wish they knew this earlier. Click here to find out what it is. And there's another one, single in Albany, see who's on Match. Stupid USA Today trying to trick me. My husband and I tried Blue Apron, here's what happened. And if you're interested in finding out what happened with Blue Apron, I will have a link to this article in the show notes. So quite a few times in the past few months, I've been trying to convince people that robots are coming to their places where they work at, and nobody ever seems to believe me. They all think that their jobs are just as secure as they ever were. So I was thinking on today's show, I could try something a little bit different and try and convince them that the robots are already there. And this is totally going to work. People are definitely going to believe me. So let's try this out. Let's try and convince people that the robots are already here.
Thank you for calling Starbucks. This is Christian.
Hey, Christian. Is the manager available?
I have a shift supervisor you can speak to.
That works. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. This is Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee. This is Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi.
It seems like our Christian unit there has malfunctioned, and we're going to just need you to do a quick hard reset.
On what thing?
On the Christian Robotics 6543.
I don't know what that means.
You have an employee, quote-unquote, there named Christian?
Yeah.
Okay, he's actually a robot, and we've detected some anomalies in the network. It would be best if you just did a quick hard reset on him, and I can walk you through the steps if you'd like. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
I'm sorry, you're telling me my employee is a robot?
Yeah, Christian is.
I don't think so.
Well, no, he's designed to look like just a normal person, but he's actually a robot. This is Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks. This is just something we're doing at a lot of our locations. We're just testing out robots, and there just seems...
All right, would you like to talk to Christian?
Well, no. It'd be best if you don't let him know that you know he's a robot, but I just need you to do a hard reset, and I can walk you through the steps on that.
I actually don't have time. Sorry.
Well, no, you have to, because he could go bad. Like, this... Damn it.
Starbucks on Avenue. How may I help you?
Hi, who's this? Ebony? Jesus.
Rita, who's this?
Oh, hey, Rita. This is Roy from the corporate office. Is the manager available?
Hi. Hold on just a moment. The store manager isn't, but a shift manager is. Hold
oh, that's good enough.
This is Gabby. How may I help you?
Hey there, Gabby. This is Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Okay.
And it seems one of your robotic units in there is having a problem, and we're going to have to do a hard reset.
Okay, what is it?
It's Rita. We just detected some problems with her, and
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm not understanding what you're... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, Rita, you know she's a robotic employee, correct?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's a program we're doing here at Starbucks. We're just deploying human-looking robots to some of our locations.
Okay.
And Rita is a robot, and we just need you to do a hard reset on her.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I can go ahead and walk you through the steps real quick.
Yep, that would be awesome.
Okay, if you could just walk behind the Rita unit.
Okay. I'm not sure what that is. Is it... Do you know where it would be located in the store?
Oh, I don't... She picked up the phone. She answered.
Okay, Rita is one of our physical human employees.
Oh, no. They're designed to look... They're designed to look human, but they're actually machines underneath. Oh, man, come on. I'm not going to get anyone to go through the reset process. This is bullshit. Maybe I just need to call a different place.
Thank you for calling Russell Starbucks. This is Cody.
Hey, Cody. Is the manager available?
That would be me.
Oh, is another employee available then? I don't want to talk to you.
All right. One moment.
Okay.
Starbucks, I'm this Colton.
Hey, Colton. This is Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Yeah.
I'm just calling about a malfunction in your Cody unit, and I was wondering if I could just have you do a quick reset on the machine.
On my what?
On the Cody 3847A unit. The robotic employee.
Give me just a second.
Okay. I can hear him talking about it.
I have no idea what's been called in. We don't have any kind of robotic unit or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, no, your employee, quote-unquote employee, he's actually a robotic unit underneath. He's one of our beta test units, and there's just a problem with there's a problem. We just needed to reset him real quick, do a hard reset.
Okay, how do I do that?
You need to just go up in front of the Cody unit. Can you do that real quick? We'll just do it over the phone.
Okay.
Just go right in front of him like you're having a conversation with it.
Okay.
Is he there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not telling him all this stuff, are you? Because he's not supposed to know that he's a robot.
No, sir.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, just kick him in the shins as hard as possible. The reset button is underneath the kneecap.
Kick him in the shin?
Yeah, kick him in the shins. That'll activate the reset button. It's up a little bit higher.
I can't kick him in the shin.
Well, it's in the kneecap. No, it's fine. He's not going to feel it because he's a robot.
May I ask who's calling?
This is Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks.
From corporate?
Yep.
And you want me to kick my store manager in the shin?
Yeah, but he's a robotic store manager. It's a robotic unit. It's not a living thing or anything, so it's, you know, it's like a toaster. Just kick him in the shins real quick. Like, as hard as you can. You gotta really...
I really, unfortunately, don't have the coverage right now to do this.
What do you mean coverage?
I mean, I need coverage on my floor.
Oh, yeah,
so
no,
it's really
just...
take time to... No, I'm trying to figure out what the situation is here, the actual situation is.
No, it takes like 60 seconds for the reboot to complete. You just got to go through the diagnostics and everything, and he'll be as good as new. But the reset switch is in his shins, in his kneecap.
Yeah, I can't do that, and I don't have the time to sit here and talk about kicking somebody in the shin.
If you're not comfortable kicking him, we can do it a different way. Do you have a hammer?
Okay. I'm sorry, but... Is there an actual purpose to this call?
You could just
not
take it.
I'm trying to be rude.
Oh, no, I know. We just got to reset Cody, because if you don't, he could go bad, and then we don't want that. He might, you don't know what can happen. But he's not following the instructions, though, that we send him here from corporate. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, that means he hung up. That noise. Maybe you didn't hang up. I think you put the phone inside of Cody. Jesus Christ, that was loud. Okay, yeah, he's gone now. And yes, I confuse shin with kneecap. Don't make fun of me for that. And I can't help it. As a robotic employee myself, I kind of forget things about humans from time to time. Sorry, everyone, but let's try some 7-Elevens. These are probably 7-Elevens I've tried already. These are probably 7-Elevens I called and told them, I was on their roof and stuff. So they're probably not going to believe me. I always forget which areas I call, so chances are I've called this one before. I know it's in the same state I've called before.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven.
Hi, who's this?
Pardon?
Who's this?
This is how can I help you?
Oh, hey, I just need to talk to the manager, please.
Hey, Brad, what's up?
Oh, no. Hey.
Can I talk to you later, boss?
Yeah, sorry.
Just a second. Two of them? All right, rock and roll. Hang on 1 second, Brad.
Okay, fine.
And one of those? It's all good. All right, 4450, eh?
All right, got it.
Cool. You want a little bag or something?
Yeah.
Nah. Or sign that and then...
Yes, I will.
I got you.
All right.
All right,
thank you.
Have a good night, all right? Cheers. Whatever you're doing, don't do it while I'm here.
It's not nighttime.
I know, right?
It's 2. Don't tell her good night.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was actually just calling stores all over, and I didn't know this was your store, I swear.
Sure you didn't.
No, I seriously didn't. You're like the 9th one I've called, I've been getting a manager on the phone and trying to convince them that their employees are robotic units and they need to be hard reset.
Yeah, not here.
Whatever. Okay, I'll let you go. Sorry about this.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Ah, jeez, you guys, I swear I did not know that I was calling him. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say who that is. So I'm just not going to. I'm probably going to edit his name out of the show. I'm probably just going to take the whole call out of the show. Damn it, damn it. But I swear I did not mean to call an old friend of mine at his job and try and convince him that his manager's a robot. That was just a complete mistake. And holy shit, I've probably called his store before and done awful things there. Oh, he just messaged me on Facebook. He says I have to bleep out his name and the location, but I can leave that call in there. So he's totally not in Missouri, you guys. He was in Georgia. I was calling Georgia 7-Elevens, not Missouri 7-Elevens. And you'll just have to never know who that was. Oh shit, someone's calling in on the request line. I'm not even doing a live show right now. I'm getting a call. I better pick it up. Who is this, and what do you want?
Hey, this is Fred.
Yes?
Yeah, this is your guardian angel here.
OMG. Hey.
Hey, I was just calling. I'm glad I got a hold of you. I'm just wanting to let you know the FBI is going well, and
yay,
you're free to do one show every day for the rest of your life.
Woohoo! Perfect.
Yay! Thanks
for the news.
Round of applause for Brad.
Yeah, here. Applause. There we go. Woohoo!
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. You can do a show every day
okay.
for the rest of your life.
I'm going to get back to work right now.
All right. Have a good one, Brad.
You too. Well, that was nice. That was some good news to hear. And apparently I'm allowed to continue doing my show today, according to that caller. So let's just continue, I guess.
Hello, 7-Eleven. May I help you?
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office. Who's this?
This is Patty.
Oh, hey, Patty. Is the manager available?
I am the manager.
Ah, fuck. I mean, okay. Shit. Anyway, I don't think 7-Elevens are working out, you know, either it's just like one person working there or my friends pick up or they don't understand English, so I'm just going to move on to something else now. I mean, I'm kind of limited on how many 7-Elevens I can call anyway because I've called so many in the past couple weeks, you know, telling them I left my CD on their roof or in their cooler or in the back room or whatever I was doing. So let's try some Subways. There's plenty of Subways out there, right?
Thanks for choosing your Subway. My name is Caitlin. How can I help you today?
Hey, Caitlin, is the manager available?
Just a second.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll be here in just a second, okay?
Okay. Thanks, honey.
This is Pam. Can I help you?
Hey, Pam. This is Roy from the corporate office in the tech support department.
Hi.
Hi. I hear you're having a problem with one of your robotic units there. It's been malfunctioning.
Blah, blah, blah. The, touchscreen, you mean?
No, the X3, the robot. I believe, you labeled it as Kalen. You call it Kalen?
Oh, no, you got the wrong store.
Oh, you don't have a Kalen working there? I thought she answered the phone.
Caitlin.
Oh, Caitlin, that's what I mean. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Yeah, but anyway, I guess she's been malfunctioning. I can go ahead and walk you through the process for a hard reset.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the technical support department here at the corporate office.
Okay, what's your badge number?
3529.
You already blew it, dude.
What are you talking about? We have different types of badge numbers here at the corporate office in the tech support department.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, we do. Have you ever worked here? I didn't think so. That's why you don't know. You don't know what the badge numbers are like.
Okay, well, we don't have a robot unit here.
Yeah, you do. You have one called Caitlin. I heard her answer the phone. And you need to do a hard reset or she might malfunction and go bad. She's not responding to commands from here, so we just need to do a hard reset. Try and get her back online. I just want to walk you through it, okay? It's an easy process. You don't need to be afraid of machines. God, some people, they're just afraid of technology. Gotta send an actual repair person out there because they can't just hit a simple button. This is why we're getting rid of employees.
Good afternoon, Subway. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office. Who's this?
This is the manager. What can I do for you?
Oh, you don't have a name?
Well, I do, but I don't normally get a call from corporate office. And especially out of Spokane.
Yeah, well, hey, look, don't worry about it, because we moved the corporate office to Spokane. And it's not even pronounced Spokane, it's pronounced Spokane-y.
Oh, really?
Yep. Didn't you know that?
Go ahead and talk.
About what? What do you want to talk about?
What did you want?
Well, if you're going to be a smart aleck, I'm just not going to tell you.
Is there something I can help you with, sir?
No, who's this?
Who's this and what do you need?
Oh, did someone else? Is this someone new?
This is someone new. I work for corporate. How can I help you?
Oh, you don't work for corporate.
Yeah, I do.
Don't be silly.
I'm the business consultant here inspecting today.
Oh, come on.
And that's what I work for. How can I help you?
Don't lie to me. I'm just calling to help you guys repair the robotic unit.
The robotic unit?
Yeah, one of the robotic units there is malfunctioning. We're just trying to pull it back up online. That's one of the humanoid robots.
Humanoid robots not functioning?
I don't have the name here, but it's the J529 model.
The J529?
Model, yep.
And what's it going to do for us?
Well, it makes sandwiches. It's one of the human-looking robots that are behind the counter there.
Oh, it's one of the robots that makes sandwiches?
Correct, yes.
You know what? They're all three robots here working very well, so we won't be needing your help today.
I know it looks...
Thank you for talking to me for this long. It was very helpful.
Looks like it's working.
And it will be great to trace the call.
But it's not... Oh, don't trace the call, ma'am. Please, come on. Oh, she hung up. Damn it, you guys. She's going to trace the call, even though she has my phone number in Spokane. God damn it. This is all I need with the FBI breathing down my neck.
Thank you for calling Subway. This is Kara. How can I help you?
Hey, Kara, is the manager available?
I am the manager.
Oh, don't lie. Come on. I know it's not a woman.
Oh, you're funny.
No, seriously.
What can I help you with?
Well, I'm just, I'm calling from the corporate office with Subway.
Okay.
And we noticed you had some sort of a problem with one of the robotic units working there behind the counter. And if you'd like, I could walk you through a reset process. It'll just take a minute.
What kind of robotic unit? What are you talking about?
Well, one of the humanoid units. The BB the BB3J.
I don't know what that is.
They look like humans. Like which people do you have working there today?
I have a couple. Which one were you looking for?
Oh, which names are they?
Huh?
Which names are they?
Well, I can't give you names. I don't even know who you are.
Okay, well, could you just yell out real quick? Just yell, computer, BB7J5, reset, hard reset. Tell it hard reset. Just yell it out so everyone can hear it. And what, you know, they'll just all reset. They'll just pause for a second, do their reboot, and then they'll be back to work.
I can't do that. I have customers out there.
Well, no, it's okay.
They're doing just fine.
I know,
they don't need rebooted.
I know they look just fine, but they're going to go bad. I mean, it's possible they could go bad if we don't get it reset, because it's not responding to commands here from the corporate office.
They do respond to commands.
Well, okay, can you just yell out real quick, computer, BB7J5.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the corporate office. I work in the technical support department. And we've deployed humanoid-looking robots at several of the locations, and it's just, I know we have one of them at your location, and it's just, it's not responding to commands. We're kind of worried about it. We don't even know if it's still there, since you won't talk to me and tell me who's there.
No, I can't tell you who's here. Who are you looking for?
Oh my God, what's wrong with you? I'm just trying to do a reset. It's just a standard procedure phone call thing.
No,
we can
don't
do
have any issues. They're all working just fine.
Okay, well, we can do the physical reset instead. If you could just go up to the robotic unit real quick, stand in front of it. I'll walk you through the process.
Okay.
But I mean, just make sure you've got the right one, because you don't want to do this stuff to a human.
Okay, what would happen if I did it to a human?
Oh, they'd probably die. Like,
you think so?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'm going to have you punch it in the stomach as hard as you possibly can. That's where the reset button's located.
Okay.
Are you standing?
And then what?
Are you standing in front of the robot?
No. Well, I don't even know which one is the robot.
Well, if you'd tell me the names, like, we could narrow it down. I don't know what you call that thing.
I can't tell you the names of the people I have working for me.
Okay,
right
well,
now.
It's not a person. It's a robot. Stop acting like it's a person. I know it looks like a person, but it's not a person.
Okay.
Duh.
Okay. Well, I gotta go.
Okay. Well, you know, if the robot starts running amok and destroys your store, it's not my fault.
Okay.
I'm gonna write this down in your file that you wouldn't cooperate and reset the unit.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay.
All right.
As long as you're willing to take responsibility for whatever happens.
Okay.
Okay, then. Sounds great.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, honey. They're always so suspicious of me. I don't know why.
Hey, this is Scary Minus Art, and your movie phone movie picks for the week are Haiku Tunnel and Blood Car. Check them out.
Yes, sir. Okay. I assume that was Nick Caesar, the unofficial PLA artist. He calls his website Scary Minus Art. I guess that's cooler sounding than Scary Hyphen Art, and then me ranting a bunch about hyphens. But okay, Haiku Tunnel and Blood Car. I guess everybody watch those.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad.
Hello.
The producer.
Brad.
Just wanted to call and say I'm really proud of those other two guys that called in, and Baba Booey Jew. That was pretty great.
Yep.
Even though they both fucked it up, I'm so happy that they did.
Yeah, yeah, their phone sounded like crap. It was nothing like your quality connection.
Also, as your producer, I think we should hire a sound effects guy, because you've really been dropping the ball with the whole soundboard thing. I recommend Chad. I know
Mr. Taco sent me a soundboard, but it's just been lying on my desk forever, kind of out of the way, and it always gets buried under stuff. But just this past weekend, I actually mounted my soundboard and a second soundboard above it, right next to my mixer thing. So it's all one big giant thing now. So the soundboard is going to be much more readily available. See, check this out. I can do a rim shot, and I can do the oh my god noise when something really crazy happens. And most importantly, I have my dial tone sound effect, so I can fool people whenever they slam down the phone and then pick up and try and call 911 on me. I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to get it all organized. And besides the sound effects tablet thing that Mr. Taco sent, I also got another one of those $10 cell phones and mounted it up here. And I have a soundboard full of ambient noise now. So if I want to pretend that I'm calling from a call center, I can be in a call center. Or if I want to pretend I'm being in a coffee shop, I guess that's the sound of a coffee shop. If I want to pretend I'm calling from the video game Metroid, I've got that. You never know when you'll need that. Then I've got thunder and lightning, and I've got the original Star Trek, you know, the bridge. So I'm prepared for all situations now, you guys. I'm not gonna drop the ball anymore with the soundboard stuff. Very sorry about that, Brad the producer. I went out and invested 10 whole dollars for a soundboard just for ambience.
Hired him in the past for fucking up, but I mean, the guy really needs a job, and he's been blowing up my inbox with...
Who are we talking about? I forget.
Friggin', you know, job applications and stuff, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
If we could hire a sound effects guy, preferably Chad, that'd be great.
Oh, no. I got the sound effects all taken care of. I fixed everything. I'm going to post a picture in the show notes of my amazing new soundboard that's mounted up here and I have really quick access to from now on.
With the Baba Booey's, not you, but your listeners. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Brad the producer, but, you know, I think we've got things under control here. You can stop micromanaging everything now.
Hey, Brad. Hey. It's Gloria.
No.
I just want to ask you, why is it that you can't be as edgy and, you know, like vulgar as Dwight and, you know, all those other guys, Last Trek Matt? Those guys are really funny.
Why can't you pick your own name?
They get people really pissed off. I mean, it's hilarious when they insult them and, you know, make Reese's jokes and all that, you know. So
yeah.
I figured,
Reese's
you
jokes.
Know, why do you shy away with, you know, with all that other stuff? Why can't you be more edgy?
Okay, I'll try and be more edgy with my Reese's jokes. I'll get right on that.
Oh, dear Brad, it's Corbin Guy.
And I'm just calling in with my awesome idea of the week. Actually, it's more of a personal thought. Whatever happened to all the cute little fat girls? What happened to all the fat little girls, huh? Did they just grow up?
I guess so, Corbin guy.
And turn into something else? What's going on with the PLA? Why is it such a sausage fest in the forums? Come on, little fat girls. Your love. Show yourself.
Everyone, help Corbin guy satisfy his desires by inviting as many cute little fat girls to listen to my show as you possibly can. I'm sure he would really appreciate it.
Brad Carter.
Hello.
Or Roy Sherbell. Whatever the fuck your name is. It's Redbeard. Hello.
Hey.
Sorry. Sounded flamboyant. Anyways,
as always.
In a while. Listen to the show this week and whenever the fuck the last show was. I don't have time to keep up with your shit day to day, Brad. I've got a job and shit. Anyways, I liked it. It was okay.
Thanks.
You're doing pretty good, I guess.
30
whatever.
Seconds
anyways,
now,
I've
this
got an
voicemail.
Idea, and I know how you love it when people call your voicemail and leave you ideas and shit. So here goes.
It's the best.
I think it's awesome. And I hadn't heard anybody talk this shit yet. Talk about it. So you call a tattoo parlor, Brad. Call a tattoo parlor and ask for a quote on a Jacob's ladder, which we all know what that is, right?
What?
And
what is it?
When they quote it to you,
I'm confused.
Say, well, you know, can I get a little bit cheaper than that? Really, I'm just needing like a Jacob's step stool. You see? That's a like you know, small penis.
Do you hear that? I had my soundboard right there. I helped out Redbeard.
Funny shit. Once or twice. Yeah, you're not going to do it, but fuck you. I thought it was a good idea, and I thought, well,
you
let's
should
call
do it.
Brad and tell him. All right, I love you. Bye, baby.
You should do it and send the call in to me and prove me wrong on how hilarious it's going to be. And then maybe I'll just start copying you and doing it myself.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria. So
yeah,
I
right.
To one of your new shows.
You're not Gloria, whatever, fake Gloria.
And you were looking at the reviews of, like, people who do, like, the Facebook mods, and you kept saying Sig Hill. Because people kept typing that into, like, the reviews. You know, it's like a Hitler joke, right? You know how Hitler used to say, Sig Heil?
Why didn't I know that?
Before he used to, like, stick a hand in the air. Basically, people are writing that. So they're basically writing Hitler jokes. And second off,
I should be careful.
These PetSmart calls
don't end up
lately,
like PewDiePie.
And I'm really offended you have not done my idea, the OG real idea that I came up with. I need you to call someone up and be like, hey, sorry, your dog just fucking had a seizure and it's foaming from the mouth and it died.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know, that'd
my dick
be funny.
Wasn't that far up in his ass, but I mean, it died. I'm sorry, ma'am. Click. Also, I love those calls you just did about the people at the bus stops, like bus stops outside their homes. Please continue to do that. Just tell them that, like, a bunch of the African-American neighborhoods need rerouting because of recent drug crimes, and you need to
That's
put a bus
racist,
stop in front
Gloria.
Of their home. There's no ifs,
Come
ands,
on.
Or buts or bus about
Come
it.
On, Gloria.
I can't speak English. Well, anyway.
Cut you off for being racist. But yeah, I love the bus stop idea, and I really need to do G-Ad's idea of a skate park in their front yard because it's a retirement community. Why would there be a skate park there?
Hey, Brad, it's Battle Boner, and I just wanted to say that the funniest shit, probably the funniest shit hands down on your show is when you break the fourth wall, in a sense, and I'm listening to the show Not Cool, and you told the ladies, like, oh, I did that back in November, and you said, oh, I'm really behind on my prank request. That's the funniest shit, dude. You gotta do that more often.
I always look at the camera when I do that, too.
Where you said, you got your equipment stolen by the FBI to the store clerk or whatever. That was funny shit. All right, keep up the good work, Brad. See you.
Okay, break the fourth wall more often and be more racist. I gotta write all this down.
Hey, Brad, you know who it is. I'm currently driving by a Subaru down the road, and I just picked it up from the mechanic where the radio was stolen out of it. And they also stole my interior light bulb.
What?
And also banged up my rear speakers. So I'm not too happy about that. But on the bright side, they left a napkin and the wire cutters in here for something.
Aw.
So.
That's like when my car got broken into. They left a screwdriver behind, and I still have the screwdriver. I use it occasionally for things. It was like a nice little $2 present for the $500 or so they cost me. It was awesome.
What do you know? So I think they also did steal my portable wire cutters, a pocket knife, and some electrical things that I left in the glove box. So, you know. Anyway, good luck with whatever you're doing.
Okay, thanks
Bye.
For calling and telling us about your problems in life. That was great. I hope they left behind a better pair of wire cutters than they stole.
Hey, Brad, it's Jedimaster Ken. I want to know, where can I download the PLA version of Kesha, Boots, and Boy Brad?
I actually do not have that anymore. I don't think. I think the only place in the world right now that has a copy of that MP3 is probably the FBI. Yep, I just checked in the PLA media pack that I downloaded from the torrent, and it's not in there, so that song is just gone until I get my stuff back. Unless I sent it out to anyone, maybe I did. But I'm sure it'll be back eventually, one of these days. So let's quit doing voicemails. I still have a ton of voicemails here, you guys. I think maybe this week I'm going to try and do a voicemail show, where it's just a show of nothing but voicemails. Maybe I'll throw some old prank calls in between them or something. It could be fun, and if you don't like that kind of thing, you can just skip that episode. But I've been behind on voicemails ever since the raid. I've got a ton of shit in here from back in November and December. Really, I should just delete it all. But what if there's something amazing in there? I don't want to do that. This next part of the show is a live show that I did earlier today on Facebook. I did the Facebook live streaming thing, mostly because I was just playing around with the features on it and wanted to see if it would work. So I'm doing the same type of calls, but this time it's on live stream. And I think I steal a few ideas from the listeners and stuff, probably. So here it is. Here is the rest of today's show, which was a live show, just kind of a short live show.
Good afternoon. Subway, we cater. This is me. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, who's this?
Dominique.
Oh, Dominique, I'm sorry. Is the manager available?
No, we actually don't have our manager working right now.
Oh, is there another employee there? All right, I'm calling from the corporate office with Subway.
Well, the assistant manager just left. I might be able to go catch her real quick if you want me to.
Oh, okay, sure. Well, okay. Which manager is it? Which assistant manager?
The assistant is Brandy.
Oh, Brandy. Okay, yeah, that's actually who I needed to
talk. Okay, just one second.
But okay. She's out there chasing the ass manager. Bringing her back.
Uh-oh.
This is Brandy.
Did you say this is Brandy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. This is Roy from the corporate office with Subway.
Hi.
And hi, we've been having a problem with one of your robotic units there. It's not responding to my commands, to my remote commands here from the corporate office.
Okay.
I believe you referred to it as Dominique.
Oh. Okay,
it's the J7A3 model. We always have a problem with those A3s. We just need to do a quick reset. Is it in the room with you right now still?
I'm not sure which one that one would be.
Dominique, I think it answered the phone when I called in.
That's one of my employees.
Right. Well, see, it's not actually, she's not a real person. It's actually a robot. She's a robot underneath. But she's not responding to commands here from the control room. So we just need you to do a quick reset. Is she there with you right now?
She is.
Okay, great. If you could just walk up just right in front of her real quick.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. Are you meaning the Dominique that's my employee, or are you still talking about a computer?
Well, the same thing. She's an android. She looks like a human on the outside, but on the inside, she's actually just a robot. And she's programmed to act like a normal human and have a family and all that stuff. Just so she doesn't alienate the customers. I just need you to do a quick reset. Could you walk up to her? It'll just take a minute.
Sir, this is a business.
Right, yeah, this is the Subway.
Yeah, and you're talking about one of my employees being a robot.
Right, yeah. I'm with the corporate office. We send these out to just some of our locations. It's like a beta test program.
Sir, I don't have time for this.
Why not? What else are you doing?
I have a job to do.
Right, yeah. We don't want to have to send... I'm doing my job here, too. I'm just trying to do a quick reset so we don't have to send a technician out.
My employee is not a robot, sir.
Well, you just don't know her that well, okay? Did they not tell you about the... I kind of lost it when she said, my employee is not a robot. Tee-hee! Okay, here we go. Let's try another one. I can't see the Facebook chat room. I'm only broadcasting on Facebook today, you guys. So let me move my chat room up to a different window. Maybe I'll be able to see you guys. I think I need to stop calling Subways, though. They're not really buying it today. The whole robot thing.
Subway, this is Dante. How can I help you?
Hey, Dante, is the manager available?
No, she is not. Not today.
Oh, this is Roy from the corporate office. Are there any other employees there besides you?
There is one other, but he's just clocked off.
Oh, is he still there by chance?
Yeah.
Oh, could I just talk to him real quick? Who is it?
It's Juan.
Juan, okay, great. Yeah, if I could just, I just gotta tell him something real quick.
Okay, not a problem. Here he is.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Juan?
Yeah, what's up?
This is Roy from the corporate office with Subway.
Oh, hi.
And hi. It seems like the robotic unit that we have working there is malfunctioning. The Dante 3000.
What?
And we're going to need you to perform a hard reset.
And how do I do that?
Is this Juan still?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I heard a giggle and then you sounded different. Anyway, I just need you to walk up to Dante. Is he right there still?
No.
Okay, if you could go walk over to where he is real quick, I'll walk you through the process.
I'll pass. Really, who are you? Who is this?
Well,
really?
No, I'm calling from the corporate office. There's a problem with your Dante 3000. It's not responding to commands here from control.
You realize I'm about to hang up, right?
No, don't hang up, because we have to get this problem taken care of. He might run amok. He might go bad.
That's okay.
No, you don't want that to happen. Trust me, it's happened before. These are beta units. Damn it. Damn it, Juan. Okay, I don't know. I wonder if Walmart's would fall for it. Really, Luke, you don't think anyone's going to buy this? Come on. They might.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart. We appreciate your business and look forward to the opportunity to serve you in our store.
Thank you for calling for Walmart.
Oh, you were mumbling. What was your name? I'm sorry.
How may I direct your call, sir?
Oh, is this the service desk?
Yes.
Okay, this is Roy from the corporate office with Walmart.
Uh-huh.
What you doing?
Can I help you with something?
Which department is this?
It's customer service.
Like the service desk?
Yes.
Okay, is there any other employees there? At the service desk?
Not at the moment, why?
Oh, damn, I need two for this to work properly. Damn, damn, damn. 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 You know? Damn it. Hello? Okay. Think I fucked up. Let's try Tire and Lube, maybe. The Tire and Lube department. I have a direct line to that. Liam, I'm a resident here, okay? Quit talking to me like I'm an outsider. I've lived here longer than you, motherfucker.
Electronics, this is Matt. How can I help you?
Hey, Matt. This is Roy from the corporate office with Walmart.
Yeah.
And do you have any other employees working back there in electronics right now?
Just myself and Jesse.
Oh, Jesse. That's the one. Could I talk to Jesse real quick?
Sure. Just one second.
Thanks.
Jesse! This guy says he's in the corporate office. And he wants to talk to you specifically. I don't think he's from the corporate office. I think he's trying to pull a fast one.
He wanted to know what my name was.
And he said, well, I don't need to talk to you. I need to talk to the other guy. I'm like,
hey. Hello, this is Jesse.
Oh, hey, Jesse. This is Roy from the corporate office with Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And we're just having a problem with one of our robotic units that are working back there in electronics, and we just needed you to perform a hard reset.
Is this some kind of joke?
Oh, no, it's not a joke at all. It's the Matt 2000 unit. It's been malfunctioning. It's not responding to commands from here at control. We just need you to do a hard reset on
it. All right, you have a good day, okay?
You haven't helped me yet.
This is some kind of joke.
No, it's not a joke. This is Roy from the corporate office with Walmart. I'm in the tech support department.
And you say we have some kind of robotic unit back here?
Well, I believe you refer to him as Matt. He's one of the androids. He looks like a human on the outside, but he's actually... Shit. I think I'm going to have to give up on this one, you guys. Maybe I should call someone over in the hardware department, because I could tell them that they need to get a hammer. Like Dwight in the chat room says, he needs a really hard reset. Or what did he say? He needs the hardest of resets. Yep. I guess we could call Les Schwab. I just typed in tire and lube and a bunch of Les Schwabs pulled up.
Good morning, Les Schwab.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office. What's your name?
It's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria. Can I talk to who else is there?
I'm sorry. It's real hard to hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who else is there?
Is who here?
Oh, who else is working at the counter right there with you?
Oh, Nathan.
Nathan, that's who I need. Can I talk to Nathan?
You bet. Hold on.
Thank you. Sorry, I could not help it.
Good afternoon, this is Nathan.
Hey, Nathan. This is Roy from the corporate office with Les Schwab.
How you doing, Roy?
Pretty good. I understand someone there called in a problem with one of the robotic units working behind the counter. I believe it's the Gloria 87.
Okay.
It's been malfunctioning, not responding to remote commands from here at the corporate office and everything. We tried to do the diagnostics from here, but it's not responding to anything.
All right.
So
funny.
Could you walk up to the Gloria real quick?
Sure.
Okay. Just
what do you want me to do?
actually walk behind her, but don't try not to let her see what you're about to do.
Okay.
We're just going to we're going to perform a hard reset.
Nice.
So,
okay, who am I getting pranked by?
Oh, no, this is not a prank. I'm calling from the corporate office with Les Schwab. My name is Roy.
Put the phone number down there.
I don't know. Look at your caller ID, smart guy.
It says toll-free.
It's not
main office.
Well, we have a toll-free to the corporate office, so people don't
I doubt that.
Why wouldn't we? What are you talking about?
Yeah, who is this?
Every
anyways?
Corporate office has a toll-free number.
Yeah, but you don't call out on it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, not when it's related internal stuff.
Forget it.
Bill.
I'm taking you off of robot duty. Put Gloria back on the phone.
Okay, hang on.
Hurry the fuck up.
Goodbye.
No, hurry up.
No, hurry up.
all right. Luke says her voice is malfunctioning. I've been doing this, I did this for like an hour before I went on the air, and I didn't have much luck convincing anyone that their coworkers were robots. For some reason, they just don't seem to buy into that. Don't know why. Luke wants me to play a funny tone down the phone, saying, deactivating robot, I should get that ready and do that. I don't really have any robot deactivation noises, though. I have horns. Will that work? Robot deactivating. All right, let's find another Walmart.
Kelly, this is Damien. How may I help you?
Hey, Damien. This is Roy from the corporate office with Walmart.
Alrighty.
Are there any other employees there, or is it just you right now?
Just me at the counter right now.
Oh, is there anyone that's nearby, another employee that's nearby?
Yeah, give me just one second.
Okay, we need them to reset you.
All right, just give me one sec.
Okay.
This is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy, this is Roy from the corporate office with Walmart.
Yes.
And we noticed there was a problem with your Damien unit there, the robotic humanoid unit that you've got working at the counter back there in Tire and Lube.
I do not have a Damien robotic unit in my TLE.
Oh no, he goes by Damien. He's actually the B7338 model. He looks like a human, and he goes by Damien. Is he there right now? Because we just need you to perform a hard reset.
I don't know what you're speaking of. I don't have anything that's a robot back here.
No, he looks like a human. You probably don't know. You don't realize he's a robot. He's not a human, though.
Well, I have my department manager standing here, and his name is Damien, and I'm pretty sure he's not a robot.
No, don't tell him he's a robot, because he doesn't know. He thinks he's human.
I gotcha. Okay. So I need to perform a hard reset. How do I do that?
If you just stand in front of him. It's his right ear, which is going to be your left if you're looking at him, and just stick your pinky finger directly into his ear as far as it'll go.
Okay, I did it.
Well, did you lick your pinky first? Like, suck it real quick?
Oh, no, you didn't tell me I had to lick it.
I'm sorry, it's got to be lubricated so it can go all the way in and hit the button, you know?
All right, 5773.
Let's see, okay. Yeah, it worked. It worked. Green lights across the board here. He looks to be fully functional.
So all right.
We'll go ahead and do a firmware update. And he's probably going to go blank for a second while we do the reset.
Okay.
While we get the new firmware in there, but then he'll be right back to work.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks so much for your help, Nancy.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Thanks
for being a part of the team. I think that's a sign that that we finally succeeded. We got one of the robotic units, the Damien to be specific, the Damien 7386, got it all reset and working here. And I think William in the chat room, he's like, you'll know the firmware update's downloading by looking at his pants. That's the best. Anyway, the robot's all reset. Everything seems to be working here, so that means it's time for me to end this stream. My mission is complete. I've done what I set out to do, and it's time for me to go. Thanks for listening, everyone. Goodbye.
Headed up to Roy, New Mexico for some October snowplow shows. I got my cactus on. I guess I'm gonna become a damn Patreon. Because sweet tits, I love you so. True Green, Skippy, and all of Royco. Come on, Brad. It'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 whole days putting notes all over the place. And I wanna watch Pikachu start a gang fight. Yeah, it's been quite a summer. Flaming darts and 7-Eleven's name. And when I was out on vacation, you fuck with a dog with war crime fame. And Ding Timber, I love you so. But goddamn, motherfuckers, time to go. Come on, Brad. It'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 old days putting notes all over the place. And watch Pikachu start a gang fight. I can't help it, honey, baby, sweet tits. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night Reba McEntire got caught and she laughed out loud. PLA.
La 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 la.
I hope you're enjoying the weather. I know that it's rainy up there. I left you a message on Tuesday, but it didn't get played on the air. Ding Timber has warned me quite thin. Can't wait to hear from corporate again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze. days, and I just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. Cactus?
I'm sorry, you're telling me my employee is a robot?